Everybody stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody here to the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting on June 30th, 2026. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board of Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board of Council may remove an item, the agenda delay, or discuss relating items at any time. The Board of Council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the proposed agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commissioner, PC, for final action. Please turn and mute all phones and electric device at any time. You can take any conversation outside, and you can come back in at any time. At this time, all board members are here. Can I get any county staff introductions?
Roxy Pides from Comprehensive Planning Department.
Can you spell your last name?
P-A-I-S.
Cool. And my name is Alva Lozano with Commissioner Gibson's office.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the podium, state your name and address, and spell it for the record. If any member of the Board Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by majority votes. Can I get approval of the minutes for June 9th, 2026?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 9th, 2026 meeting.
There's a motion on the floor to approve June 9th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Approval of the agenda for June 30th, 2026.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for tonight, June 30th, 2026, with the following hold item number one, WS260323, Roderick Damon Living Trust and Roderick Damon Lamar Trust, be held till July 14th, 2026, our next meeting.
There's a motion on the floor to approve June 30th, 2026, with one hold. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Is there any informational items?
No.
None. Okay, we're going to, is applicant on the agenda one, so we're going to hold that, trail it to the end. We know two was held, so you're up. And make it an easy night for you. Let me read it into record. DR260313 Mirage Propco LLC, design review for the proposed theater expansion of a conjunction with a previous approved resort hotel, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, on a portion of 76.93 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of Spring Mountain Road within Paris. Welcome. And state your name for the record.
Good evening.
If you could grab the mic.
Marissa Furman, 1980 Bustle Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicants. To orient into the site, we are on just about 76 acres south of Spring Mountain, just west of Las Vegas Boulevard. This site is the Mirage. It's currently the Hard Rock Hotel Casino. That's currently under construction. I'm sure you guys know that site very well. As you all know, this resort hotel was previously approved in 2023. Since then, there have been a few administrative design review applications for minor tweaks to the overall application, adjustments in square footage, the addition of a pool, change in number of hotel rooms, things like that. The application before you tonight is a straightforward design review. It is for proposed theater expansion. So one of those administrative applications that I just mentioned included the addition of a live theater. So that is previously approved before this application. The application before you tonight is the addition of this West Theater. It's about 179,000 square feet with a capacity of 2,000 seats. Essentially, it's just additional entertainment amenity for resort hotel guests and visitors to the property to enjoy. Nothing related to the approved landscaping will change. It's merely use of dead space that was back of house between the site and Caesars that will now be utilized for an additional unit. The elevations will fit in line with the architectural and color scheme of the entire site. There are no waivers for the application, and with that, staff is recommending approval, and I respectfully request this evening as well.
Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board. If nobody has any objections, I'd like to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? You get to go home.
Have a
good night. Okay, I see no one's here, so I'd like to make a motion to hold. Do I have to read it? I have to read one into record and then hold it?
Yes.
Okay. So applicant WS 260323 Rodrick Domain Living Trust. Oh no, is that the one we're holding right? Yeah.
Yes.
Trust Rodrick Lamar Trust waivers of development standards for the following: increased fence height and allow non-deck. Do I have to read it all? Or do I just have to read it?
Okay, so it's
number two. I apologize. So we're doing number two. We're going to hold it to the 7/14/26 meeting, and the applicant number is WS260331 Harmon Square waiver development standards for parking area design standard review for the site building modification in driveway features existing cannabis establishment on a 3.29 acre in a CG commercial zone within an airport overlay.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Can I make an emotion?
Is number two?
Two is the one that nobody's here.
Nobody's here.
So I'm going to hold
it. Motion to return to the board.
We're not going to hold it until 7/14, right?
Why?
Oh, we're just going
to... It's a motion to return to the board because there are no show.
Is there a no show?
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to return to the board for 7.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to make a motion to return to the board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, let me read the end of closing here. we don't have anything. Sorry, next... The general director, read the general comment. Seeing no one here? Is there no general business, right?
There are none.
Okay. Comments by the general public appear devoted to comments by the general public. Amount relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Speak clearly your name and address for the record. If any board or council wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the chair council or board by majority votes. Seeing nobody, we're closing that. Our next meeting will do on July 14th.
Can motion I? Motion to adjourn.
And there's a motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Michael, that's the quick thing. Do you want this copy?
Oh, it is. It's got to be a record.
Yes, please.
I have another copy.